I've been suspicious about the benefits of linking computers and romance since the late 1970s, when as a gangly teenager I joined an acting tour of American schools. We had been asked to fill out a computer questionnaire for a ball halfway through the tour, so we felt sure our posh English accents would melt those cheerleaders' hearts. Of course, it wasn't to be, at least for me. Our first night on US soil saw us thrown out of an ice cream parlor by a waitress unmoved by our accents and unimpressed by our empty wallets. And when I picked up my badge and list of dance partners at the ball, I quickly realized that I had been a little too honest in the questionnaire. As I wended my way through the room, glancing at badge numbers, I couldn't help noticing that all six of my matches looked like they were Olympic shot putters. I dumped my badge and tried to convince a couple of attractive cheerleaders that they were my pre-selected dance partners. Needless to say, they poured punch in my lap, and I ended up in the campus shrubbery with a lightly mustachioed hammer-throwing exchange student. 25 years later, not a lot had changed. Things didn't work out with the hammer thrower for reasons I'd rather not go into here, and so, single and in Hong Kong in the mid-1990s, I signed up for a dating service. For a fee, I submitted my photo and profile and in turn could check out those of potential mates. I'd sit in a tiny cubicle in a dingy office, flipping through brochures, trying to stifle gasps of horror at the gallery on offer. I cancelled my subscription when the only woman I could find who didn't seem to have some significant drawback, such as a contagious disease, six previous husbands, Joan Collins' hair, rebuffed my mediated approaches, probably stifling her own gasps of horror. Now everything is different, at least in theory. Online dating has taken off in a big way. There are dozens of sites offering an array of services, but with basically the same idea, to get hitched. Most let you browse what's on offer for free, but charge you, either by subscription or a credit system, if you want to contact anyone you like the look of. Setting up your profile has got a lot more sophisticated. Some sites let you fill in detailed forms right down to whether you eat Chinese food or read the Sporting Times. Others let you use webcams, cameras hooked to your PC, to flirt online. That should make those awkward early exits easier. Instead of feigning food poisoning or death to escape your undesirable date, you could just blame your modem. Of course, there are downsides. In some circles, there's a stigma attached to folk who apparently have to resort to matchmaking services. Another problem is you can't be sure who you're dealing with online, leaving you vulnerable to liars, stalkers, philanderers, and people pretending to be technology colonists. Still, the more people who sign up, the less stigma there's going to be, and the more choice folks will have in selecting a partner. I only ran into trouble when I tried to remove a photo of myself by the pool, which, on reflection, was a bit too racy for the public section. I've still not managed to work out how to do it, so it's still there, which probably explains why I haven't had any responses yet, even from shot putters and hammer throwers. This is Jeremy Wagstaff for the BBC's World Business Report.